Year, the government's throwing $50 million at unemployed youth in the regions. Four regions will get the cash: Hawke's Bay, Northland, Eastern Bay of Plenty and the East Coast. Bill English says they're targeting about 5,000 youth who he says are at the greatest risk of not developing good work habits over their lifetimes. Interesting, isn't it? Dr. David Wilson is the CEO of Northland Inc. He's also the chair of EDANS, the Economic Development Association of New Zealand. Hello to you, Dr. Wilson.
Hello, Rachel. How are you? And please call me David.
Okay, David. This seems to be targeting so-called NEETs in the regions, those aged 18 to 24 who aren't in employment, education or training. And I guess depending on who you talk to, that figure sits at around 86,000 is my understanding. It's going to target those who are at risk of long-term unemployment among those people. So what characteristics identify a youth as being at risk of long-term unemployment?
Yeah, pretty simply been on a benefit for 6 months or more. And so they're targeting those that are, you know, stuck in a situation where they're not really gainfully engaged in education, employment or training. Yep.
Okay, if I read from this media release, it's pretty good government speak, I have to say. It says it will set aside $50 million for iwi, businesses and support agencies to plan, implement and fund interventions that are unique and tailored to each region. So what does interventions mean?
Yeah, first of all, I was saying in the regional development spectrum, this is one small part of what you're trying to do. But if, as we zero in on this, and you're talking about those at risk, the most at risk, you're talking about $3 million per region per year here, or $3,300 per person per year in this intervention that you may come up with. And secondly, what I would say is that, you know, it's really, really important in terms of the unrealised potential here and what work can bring to people's self-worth, you know, bring some responsibility, income, security, opportunity, etc. At the other end, I would also say this opens up the opportunity to maybe think a little bit differently around how we attack this particular problem. And what we would say is that employers can be a large part of the solution here.
Okay. On Monday, I spoke with the Trades Association and they said they've got companies screaming out for tradespeople. But what they've got a shortage in, essentially, is organisations that are set up to solely train people in trades. Is that something the government should invest more in that area?
Oh, that may be part of the solution. But what the government's obviously identified here is this is an intransigent problem, and it's one that has all sorts of adverse effects in any particular region. And you only have to look at some of the news headlines to look at that. But let me talk to you about a different example. We have a company here called Onyx Capital. They have they produce kiwi fruit, raspberries, blueberries and avocados. They're in a high growth path at the moment. Peak time, they employ 144 people over 9 months of the year, and they have 48 full-timers. So overall, that rounds out to around 100 full-time equivalents. 98% of those are from WINS. So what this company has done is it has taken a full wraparound approach to those workers. Most of their supervisors are younger than 26 years old, and so that they've obviously done some things that are very, very right. Their turnover is low as well. So I think these kinds of solutions are what the government is looking for. They're looking for what has this company done that's different from other companies, and how can this actually address the problem where we've got this kind of latent, unrealised potential sitting in the regions.
How will that $50 million help then, for example, in to create more of these opportunities?
Yeah, well, that could, for example, reach out in terms of, okay, let's understand what this company's doing right and see if we can spread that out across a number of other employers that are looking for labour that can't get it locally in the regions. Of course, the trainees are really, really important side of that. So your $3,000 per person per year could, for example, go into training that person into a new career, if you like, a new career path. But ultimately, there's a raft of different things that need to be attached to this. What the government's looking for is those kind of innovative things that are not business as usual from all the raft of organisations that are working in this space already.
David Wilson, appreciate your time. Thank you. CEO of Northland and also the chair of the Economic Development Association of New Zealand. It's 22 minutes to 6.
The Huddle with CodeBlue.co.nz. Big company.